I'm Austin Kim with these top stories. All U.S. troops are out of Afghanistan, and one big question remains. What's next for the country? There's calm in the streets of Kabul now, but also immense uncertainty as the Taliban have a history of brutal governing and suppressing women's rights. The Taliban have become the de facto leaders now that the U.S. military ended its nearly 20-year presence in the country. More than 100,000 people left Afghanistan before the U.S.'s self-imposed August 31st deadline. The U.S. says a couple hundred Americans are still in Afghanistan. The mission to get people out is still underway. The Taliban have agreed to let more Afghans out of Kabul if they have the proper paperwork and the U.N. approved the creation of a safe passage for people still seeking to leave Afghanistan. And there is still a lot of anger over the frantic exit and the deadly bombing outside the Kabul airport. 13 American troops died in the ISIS-K terror attack last week, and more than 180 Afghans died over the course of evacuation operations. Those who serve say the U.S. is turning its back on Afghan partners left behind.
Many, many others did not make it this far, and we've left behind thousands of our Afghan allies, to say nothing of the U.S. citizens. You know, and these are people that we made promises to over successive decades, and to see them abandoned this way, frankly, kind of somewhat casually, is one of the most shameful things I've seen in my life.
President Biden is expected to talk about the evacuations from Afghanistan this afternoon at 2:45 Eastern. You can watch that live on Newsy. Well, Ida is now a tropical depression, but as it moves north, it leaves behind destruction in the Gulf Coast. There are still more than a million people without power in the New Orleans area, and those outages could last weeks. 60,000 people in Mississippi are also without power. Ida is blamed for at least two deaths in Louisiana, and the recovery may take a long time, but locals say they aren't going anywhere.
And it's adding stress. It's an already stressful life, but we love it down there, and we're going to say we will rebuild.
Officials have also told people who evacuated not to return to the area until told to do so, to give crews more time as they help with rescue efforts. On the West Coast, one of the major fires in California is threatening a beloved tourist area. People near Lake Tahoe are evacuating as the Calder Fire approaches. Those along the lake's southern and western shores were ordered to leave with dry and windy conditions in the forecast. The fire has burned more than 186,000 acres and is just 15% contained. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is closing all of California's national forests for 2 weeks starting today. I'm Austin Kim, and this is Newsy.